From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth Radio program. It's hard to believe that we've been doing this since 1989, but we have, and I'm so thankful for God's faithfulness to us as we've been doing this. And as I so often say on this program, if you're looking for a radio broadcast that is filled with bells and whistles, well, this is not it. But if you're looking for a program where the Word of God is taught, then we invite you to come back, because that's what this Living Truth radio broadcast is dedicated to do, and that is to teach and preach the Word of God without compromise. Now, this week we are looking at a subject entitled Pray Without Ceasing. And of course, that's taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, where the Bible simply says that, pray without ceasing. And that teaches us that as Christians, prayer must be a part of our life. And what that indicates is the fact that, yes, it's very important that we have times throughout the course of the day when we get alone with God, when we talk with God, when we take time to have God talk to us and listen to Him. And by the way, I think that that may be one of the weaknesses of most of our prayer lives. We go to the Lord and we bring our petitions and our requests to God, but we don't give Him the opportunity to talk to us. Somebody once said a number of years ago that the most important part of our prayer life is 15 minutes after we say amen. In other words, after we bring our requests and our petitions and our supplications to the Lord, we should just wait upon the Lord to answer our prayer. And so the fact of the matter is, prayer is to be a part of our life. From a biblical perspective, prayer is to be the way of life for the Christian. In other words, every day, prayer should be as much as a part of our life as breathing is. And I would like to say that I really believe that as significant as breathing is to our physical life, prayer is the same to our spiritual life. We cannot live without breathing, can we? Well, the fact of the matter is, we cannot live effectively, spiritually speaking, without praying. And so this challenge is before us. Pray without ceasing. And back in Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, we see that great challenge, that great command, that great encouragement, where God says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We need people in the pew to be prayer warriors. We need people in their homes to be prayer warriors. We need people in college and in schools to be prayer warriors. We need people out on the battlefield to be prayer warriors. We need people in government to be prayer warriors. We need people in the pew and the pulpit and the church to be prayer warriors for sure. I'm wondering, what kind of a prayer-centered church is your church? I wonder about that as it relates to my own church. You know, for over 25 years here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where I serve, we have been beginning each year with a week-long week of prayer. We put together a prayer guide, and then during the evenings throughout the course of that week, we gather at the church to pray. Just the other day, when I was having a funeral for a great man of God up in northwestern Pennsylvania, the church in which I had that particular service was involved with a prayer vigil. They were praying in a 24-hour consistent period. What kind of a prayer life does your church have? What kind of a prayer life does my church have? You see, the people of God need to be people of prayer. And the church, which represents the Lord Jesus Christ on the earth, should be in consistent touch with God. I'm concerned about pastors. I'm concerned about my own prayer life. I remember a number of years ago, a survey was taken by a particular seminary. I'll not name the seminary, but it was taken by this particular seminary, and it was found that the average pastor spends less than 5 minutes a day in prayer. You wonder why the pulpits of America are weakened? The preachers are not in touch with God. And if the average pastor spends less than 5 minutes a day in prayer, what about the average person in the pew? I believe that's something to think about, don't you? Prayer is to be the part of our life. Prayer is to be the way of life for those of us who know the Lord. A.W. Tozer was a great preacher of yesteryear, and I've read a lot of his books. And one of the things that I found out about A.W. Tozer is that as he prepared his sermons, on his knees, literally praying. And he would spend time on his knees in prayer as he developed those sermons. And of course, if you've ever heard A.W. Tozer preach, you will know that he might not have been the most dynamic preacher in the world, but what he said gave information that, well, it was from the heart of God. Why? Because as he developed his sermons, he was literally on his knees in prayer, asking God for guidance and direction as he developed those sermons and as he put them together to preach to his congregations. Prayer. What part of your life does prayer play? We asked three questions yesterday. That is, number one, what grade would you give to your prayer life? Number two, what grade would God give to you for your prayer life? And then simply speaking, how is your prayer life? I trust that maybe you thought about those in the last 24 hours or so. But today, we want to go on with this concept of praying without ceasing. I want to give to you today a definition of prayer. Now, it's difficult to define prayer, and of course, I think that specifically, and might I say even simply speaking, we could say that prayer is talking with God. There's no doubt about that. And that's why I say that prayer is to be a part of our life. It is to be the way of life for the Christian as we continue to talk with God. But allow me, if I may, to give you a more detailed definition of prayer. Here it is, and I will state it several times so that you might be able to write it down if you're interested. Prayer is the communion or the fellowship of the believer's heart with God that is conducted through praise, intercession, supplication, submission, confession, and waiting upon the Lord that has the goal to glorify God in all things. Now let me repeat that. Prayer is the communion, that is, the fellowship of the believer's heart with God that is conducted through praise, intercession, supplication, submission, confession, and waiting upon the Lord that has the goal to glorify God in all things. Now, I realize that that's quite extensive, and I also know that there are six parts to that particular definition that I'm going to identify with you so that you might be able to understand it more. But let me repeat it again, because I think it would be good for you to get it down. Prayer is the communion, that is, the fellowship of the believer's heart with God. Now, when I'm talking about a believer, obviously, I'm not just talking about one who believes that there is a God or one who believes that Jesus is the Savior of the world, or I'm not talking about a person who is a believer in religion. I'm talking about one who has trusted Jesus Christ as Savior and who is born again, a born-again believer, a true child of God, a true Christian. Prayer is the communion or the fellowship of the believer's heart. It comes from our heart. It's not just the expression of words, but it comes from our heart. It is our fellowship with God that is conducted through praise, through intercession, through supplication, through submission, through confession, and through waiting upon the Lord that has the goal to glorify God in all things. The purpose of prayer is not to glorify ourselves. The purpose of prayer is not to lift up ourselves. The purpose of prayer is not just to get the things that we want to have. The ultimate purpose of prayer is to glorify God. And so again, I ask you, how is your prayer life? What grade would you give yourself for your prayer life? What grade would God give you for your prayer life? Now, there are six things in that definition that I want to highlight, and we will be looking at them in detail tomorrow. But I want you to think about these six things as you take a look at your own particular prayer life. Yes, I said that prayer is the communion or the fellowship of the believer's heart with God, but it is conducted through these six things: praise, intercession, supplication, submission, confession, and waiting upon the Lord. And of course, all of those put together have the goal to glorify God. Does that describe your prayer life? Or is your prayer life just a list of gimme, 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 God, huh? Think about it. Prayer should be the way of life for those of us who are Christians. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. God says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The privilege of prayer belongs to those of us who know the Lord. Let us make certain that we have the kind of a prayer life that is truly honoring God. And the Lord willing, tomorrow we will continue our study. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio then. And until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.